Right, it is time now for Ask Me Anything.
Yes, it is. And in the hot seat today, it is a lady called Clara Peters, who is an Irish champion figure skater.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Clara Peters. I'm an ice skater. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
One of the questions that has come in from a lot of people is Ireland is a country that is famously not cold and hasn't got a history of winter sports. So how does an Irish person get into ice skating?
Well, we don't typically have a history of winter sports or cold weather. The roots of ice hockey, bandy, actually came from Ireland.
Right.
So back many, many years, we do have a history of
Sports.
How I got into skating, unfortunately, I don't have this grand story of I saw it on TV or I went ice skating. I've just always wanted to skate. I got a pair of skates when I was younger and that was it.
We got so many questions in from Irish women who want to know, how do you stop the cold from getting into your bones?
Lots and lots of tea.
Really?
Yes.
So hot drinks in?
Hot drinks. When I would be training, particularly in winter, I wouldn't have a bottle of water. I'd have a flask of either hot tea, a herbal tea, hot water with lemon and ginger.
Okay.
Just warm liquids going in is really the only trick.
And some people want to know, is there anything special about, for example, the tights that people wear when they see them on the telly? Do they have extra warmth in them or something?
They're slightly thicker than a standard pair of tights, but there's no added warmth. There's no nothing. They still let the cold in.
And then when you train, presumably you don't wear an outfit unless you need to practice in a costume. Like, presume you train in like a pair of tracksuit bottoms or something, do you?
So I would typically train in a pair of leggings, a tank top, a long sleeve top, a hoodie.
Okay.
On really cold days, I'd wear my coat and scarf on the ice to start with.
Really? Just to get up to temperature?
Yes.
And where do you practice?
So when I was training, I was out in the States. I know a lot of the current competitive athletes we have train in a variety of locations.
What, if Belfast, if Northern Ireland has two, why have we got none here?
That is an excellent question.
Yeah, there's no answer. We're about to spend 20-something million on some whitewater rafting down at the IFSC.
Yes, and I saw the projected figures of how many people would use it, and I think they estimated about 36,000 people would use
something
it.
Something like that, yeah.
500,000 people went ice skating last year over the Christmas season.
You are kidding me.
Nope.
500,000 people.
So if we're building facilities, and I think, you know, it's a great facility they're building for the whitewater rafting, but if they're building it for 36,000 people, why can't we have an ice rink for 500,000?
And when you see the ice rinks going up around the city and around the country for this festive period, are you delighted like that you get a chance for everybody to experience the sport that you love and that you can obviously go and show off? Or are you kind of secretly sad that this is only a temporary thing?
Both.
Really?
It's great to get more people involved in the sport. It offers so many avenues to so many different people. But it's always bittersweet because, you know, once Christmas is over, January starts in, you know, it's only a matter of days before it closes up for the year.
Colin Wexler wants to know, are you always covered in bruises, Clara?
Yes. To break it down, you're putting a knife on your foot and you're on a giant ice cube. Like, there's always going to be a little bit of risk.
What kind of training do you do, asked Michelle in Dublin. I mean, are you effectively now a gymnast that works on ice?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our tricks, we're jumping to complete a triple jump, which is probably the most common thing in the senior levels. You need to be jumping, I'd say, about 5 to 6 inches off the ice at a minimum, rotating at about 80 miles per hour.
Right.
You're in the air.
While traveling.
Yeah, and you're in the air maybe at most a third of a second.
Really? That quick?
Yes.
And getting three rotations in is a common trick.
It's becoming one of the easier ones now. You have particularly the Russian, I'm going to say ladies, but they're about 15, 16-year-old girls.
Okay.
That are doing quadruple jumps, so it's four rotations.
Robin has a great question, actually. What's the one thing that you see amateurs doing when they're skating that makes them fall? Or what's the one thing they could improve on that would make them a better skater?
One of my pet peeves that I see is the lack of knee bend. When we're walking in our day-to-day lives, we don't have a lot of knee bend. Mm. But on the ice, we need to have that knee bend. It helps our balance. It lowers our center of gravity. We're closer to the ice, so if we fall, we don't have as far to go. A lot of people skate with their knees completely locked out.
Yeah.
And it makes it more difficult for them. So just a little bit of knee bend and you'll be fine.
William in Mayo wants to know, is it a really expensive thing to do?
It is possibly one of the most expensive sports to partake in. I remember when I was very young, my mom would drive me up and down to Belfast once a week, and we pass a couple of really top equestrian schools. She's like, I'll stop and buy you a horse. So
please, anything but this.
When horse riding is, you know, we can take a... You can have horse riding lessons. I'll buy you a pony. It can be very expensive.
Yeah.
With any sport, if you're trying to get to an elite level, you have to invest in yourself and what you're doing. So it's part and parcel of wanting to be an athlete.
What's the worst injury you've heard of or seen?
So the worst one I've seen, it was at a Grand Prix event. It was in Paris skating. And the two skaters were spinning side by side in a spiral or an arabesque position. Mm-hmm. And they got out of sync with each other a little too close, and his blade sliced right across her cheek.
Oh my God.
Another question that came in was, did you ever see someone's fingers getting sliced off?
I have never seen or heard of anyone's fingers being sliced off.
Yeah, I think it's a fear everyone has, but I don't think it happens, does it?
I was actually talking about this yesterday with one of my students, and I don't know where this urban myth has come from. Especially at the Christmas rinks, the blades, while at an elite level they would be sharp, at, you know, a recreational level, they're not going to be sharp enough to cut off your finger.
Okay.
You might get a little cut.
Yeah.
But
certainly get a bruise.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've never seen a finger go missing.
Clara Peters, thank you so much for taking part in Ask Me Anything today.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Ask me.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.